6273 today.
DNA leads to a rape suspect after almost 20 years. Wait till you hear this story. You know, everybody debating about DNA and how accurate it is and how more people are getting nailed for crimes that they did, some of those cold cases and whatnot. Fascinating stuff. Also, if you drive a Ford, you want to pay attention, sit up and take note of this. Ford recalling 4.5 million cars. Which ones? I got the skinny on it. And I love this story. We want some dreaded three-letter butts. And that's right. The AIG bonuses have been curtailed. I'll explain. But, of course, number one is the health care reform plan. How bad is it going to be for you who are seniors and the rest of us, including those who are not even making a living, who are going to have to pay because it will be mandatory like auto insurance is. But how many people drive around when they're forced to without insurance? Trust me, I lived in El Paso, Texas. Let's just say almost 80% of the people, I would say, were driving around without auto insurance, even though it was mandatory. So let's start with HC and the reform movement. There's five bills floating around. Senate Finance Committee, under the guidance of Senator Max Baucus, tackled this one for the last 3.5 weeks or so, probably actually a little bit longer than that, but when it started to make more news and some changes happened, like dumping the public option, actually lowering the number from the Congressional Budget Office. The number that came in was a lot lower than was originally projected. But again, these are just projections, remember. $829 billion would supposedly be the cost. There would be health care cooperatives in place of the idea of the public option. So the bottom line is the Senate Finance Committee did kick it out. That's what they call it. They kicked it out. 14-9 was the vote. The big story is Senator Olympia Snow, who said she just wanted things to move along, did vote for it. So the Republican senator from Maine is probably going to find herself in a dicey situation, perhaps, when it comes to re-election. But she decided to go with the Democrats and say, yeah, I'm gonna let this get out of the Senate Finance Committee, because there were plenty of things that I don't like in it, but there were some things that I did like in it. So now it's going to go before the whole Senate October 26th. And it's not quite that easy, because as I said, you're talking about melding five different plans together. I don't think you'll see any kind of a vote before the end of the year, even though there is this big, bad push to have it happen sooner rather than later. I don't think so. I mean, the real fight is about to start. So it's gone through the Finance Committee. Now what happens on the floor? What happens when you take the House and you take the Senate and then you mix this all together? It's kind of like the old-time pharmacies, and actually some people still do this, composting it, you know, taking the medicine and mixing it up, grinding it up. So they're grinding all this stuff out. If I'm a senior and I'm getting Medicare, I am worried. Because when you're talking about taking out the kind of money that is going to have to happen, it's already out there. It's already a definite $444 billion or more out of Medicare. That is worrisome. I have a mother who looks like she's 55, but just retired and is getting, like many of you, she does have supplemental, but she does get Medicare. And I'm, of course, worried. So I think this may be one of the biggest things to talk about when it comes to health care reform, plus the idea that it's mandated. So there is no option here. It's your health But your government is telling you, you have to have health insurance, period, end of story. And sure, if you can't afford it, I mean, if you're really all the way down on the base, we're going to make sure that you get affordable health care coverage. But you've got to get it, because if you don't, you're going to get fined. And Uncle Sam wants the money when it's due. Trust me. Ever accidentally not mail that check, even if it was for a tiny amount, to the government? Ever notice when you get the refund, it does take a lot longer than when you owe money? Well, there's going to be a lot of people, I think. I really do think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to face fines. Now, the employers themselves do not have to pay. So this was one thing that was talked about and is certainly clear in this version of the bill, Baucus's bill. And that's good, because you think of the small businesses. And initially, when this was being discussed, to me, that was the most worrisome, because I figured, boy, there's so many people that work for small businesses in this country, and how many jobs could that possibly kill when there was just no way to pay for any kind of health care? Because remember, when you're talking about a small amount of people, like my buddy works for an electronics company, 12 people. They have a pretty good business, a decent business, but not enough people to get a decent health care plan. They have their own plans if they, you know, if they can afford it. And I think most of the guys do okay, and they do have their own plans, whether it's Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or, you know, whatever it is. But it would not be good for that company, because then it would eat into their paychecks. And it's not like they're making $10 million. The company's not making that kind of money, but it's making, you know, it's profitable enough that they can stay in business. And I think there are, especially in these times, so many businesses that face that very same dilemma, as they're trying to stay alive, stay in the game, keep the doors open, and keep the customers coming in. They cannot, and there's just no way they could afford to do the healthcare thing. But that's not an issue, at least now. The issue is on you and me, period, end of story. You have to have it. So I'm just going to repeat myself again. You get that. Whenever this goes into effect, if it does, this form of it does go into effect, then all of us will theoretically be walking around with a little card in our wallet that's got our health care number on it and whatever the company is. I think it's going to lead to more problems than you could possibly imagine. Speaking of problems, we'll talk about this in the show, too. The H1N1, they're saying now that the overall death rate is closer to seasonal flu than SARS. That's not a surprise. We've been obviously tracking this. The thing that's sad to see with the swine flu, because, you know, I'm not rolling up my sleeve and getting the shot, but I'm not pregnant, and I'm not 10, and I'm not suffering from asthma. Now, I've seen a couple of stories where you've got kids, and it's sad to see that, where you have a kid that seems okay, just a little bit short of breath. They call up the doctor. Gee, I'm scared. Should I get Tamiflu? No. 10 hours later, in the emergency room, hooked up to a ventilator. I can't imagine being a parent and seeing that, right? So here's the deal. Really, though, the sickest swine flu patients are in Australia, Canada, Mexico, and New Zealand. Really, that's where most of this is happening. Wow. Got more to tell you about that mortality rate coming up on the flip side here on ATN.
Hey, everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most: antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important. Certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
The cost of personality. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be.
Oh, and we continue down the path of some good tunes here on ATM. I actually feel like I'm at a club in Tarzana. That's some of the stuff that you might hear there. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Naturally, we're talking about a few things, including the H1N1. I laugh because we're always talking about a few things, right? H1N1, or I'm sorry, I like to call it swine flu. We had a doctor on last week who said, well, the media stirs things up because they call it the swine flu. So it's automatically negative. But see, it was smart of the World Health Organization to change the name. Let's call it H1N1. See, what they need to do is give some advice to Obama's administration. Whoever came up with the idiot term public option, it just sounds rank, doesn't it? We have the public option. There is something about perception, and words matter. Don't they teach kids words hurt? Words can hurt. So the swine flu mortality rate ranges from 14.3% to 41.4%, depending on the country. There was three stories or studies published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and that's what they found. So it is shedding a little bit of light on what is really the deal with the swine flu. I mean, it is awful. Somebody who gets this and their lungs are filling up with fluid and they're on a life support system and get to the point where they're an artificial heart and lung system. And, my heart breaks for the parents where this happens. So anyway, pretty much it's as I said, in some of the countries that I mentioned, in Canada, about 30 to 40% of the patients had lung disease. So this helped them, hurt them rather, for swine flu. They had lung disease. They were obese or had high blood pressure, a history of smoking, diabetes. So that's pretty high, 30 to 40%. Overall, if you take that number and you give me a 14.3% of the 168 critically ill people with this confirmed swine flu, they died within 28 days. So it goes back to who were the people that are catching it. The mortality rate in Mexico was higher. In Mexico, which is ground zero for the pandemic, that's where it was first reported, remember, 41.4% of 58 critically ill people died within 60 days. So same thing, following suit with people who had problems, it also hurt them as they were trying to recover and bounce back, whatever it is that they had, asthma or other things. You know, why the younger kids? Why younger people being hit the hardest? What is it? Why is that happening with this virus that at one point, you remember, was around 50, 60 years ago? So what's the deal? And the answer is, we're not really getting an appropriate answer. We're getting the studies about, geez, if you're obese and you're smoking and you have this, or you had asthma, or you had a bad ticker to begin with, well, then, of course, it's just leeching on to you in the right situation. But with healthy children, I don't think that explains it. And the antivirals, of course, are Tamiflu, and there are a couple of other things they're using as well that's helping the mortality issue. But like I said, for anybody who has children, and certainly now that I've seen a couple of these stories, it is sad. You see these kids just trying to hang on, and the parents are going in there, and they're on these ventilators. And then you hear the story where, okay, here's the case where they did call up the doctor. Oh, no, should I get Tamiflu? My son, he's never short of breath. No worries. I'm just going to diagnose him over the phone. And that's a case where I guess you just have to, if you have children and that's happening, or they're in a school where people are coming down with it, then you got to take them in, right? And then you have to decide what the right course is to do. We've also heard Kathleen Sebelius say, keep the kids home. If your kid is kind of weak and looks like they have the flu, well, for goodness sake, just keep them home. Remember the theory, just chicken soup. Don't expose them if that's the case. Chicken soup. Mm-hmm. Brad is listening to us in Kentucky. He has the first word, our leadoff man, this hour of ATN. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Kate. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
All righty. Talking about the health care plan, of course, the bill they got voted on today. It's amazing to me that they can actually vote on something that's not even written yet. But I guess I don't understand. How can these guys, selected few, 12, 15, whatever, whatever it is, and decide something for us without us having really any voice in it? I mean, I understand we can call our congressmen and get involved that way and put some pressure on them, and hopefully that'd be enough to sway their decision and go and say, well, we don't want this. It feels like almost like prohibition. It's like, here's your health care, you're going to like it, and that's it. And back in those days, they said, we're taking away your beer, and that's it. And there's no discussion for the people, or, you know, you weren't heard, or, you know, and that turned out to be a big mess.
Right. I love your analogy, too, by the way. Oh, it's bad for you. People getting slapped, you know, slammed. Oh, it's not good. It's the evil spirits, stuff, poison in the water. And then, of course, it was convenient for, like, Joe Kennedy and the rest of the gang to, you know, serve it underground or have it available. But it didn't work out well. You're right. Ultimately, it was like, well, this is stupid. Okay, forget prohibition. And now it's funny talking about something like prohibition and comparing it to health care reform. But I like it. I like how you stepped across with that, because I think, and this is ultimately the problem, Brad, and you know this, talking about it has to be mandated, so now it's forced down your throat like we're cars and it's auto insurance. And then, so like you said, it feels like there's just no choice here. And the other thing is the fact that the price tag, you know, they're talking estimates. How many times, it's like when you get a car estimate. It's like when you get an estimate on anything. I mean, I don't know about you, but every time I get an estimate on something, geez, almost every single time, it's at least a little bit higher than that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never lower, yeah.
It's never lower. I would love that if an estimate came in it was lower. You know, you're getting some work done in your house. Oh, geez, the pipes went out. And your buddy next door tells you, oh, that's no big deal. Don't worry. Call my friend. And you call him, and then you almost have a stroke when you find out what it's going to cost. And really, it's like that. It's the same thing. I think that people are going to be stunned when all the bills are melded together. I'll wonder what else is going to sneak in there with some of these amendments that that we're not going to like.
Yeah, and they're in there.
They're in there.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome.
I just, Brad makes a good point. I mean, where's your voice? Your voice is, like he said, that's why we always say, call your congressman and call your senators and whatnot. And I do think you have a voice, because the more people that complain, there is power in numbers. There is power to the people. We've seen that happen. We've seen things get reversed because all of a sudden everybody's up in arms. And that's a good thing. Really, the town hall meetings. You can talk about the town hall meetings. And, you know, the comedians have a field day, oh, the nuts and the whatever. But if the people didn't go out to those town hall meetings, you would still have the public option in this bill. That would definitely be in there. There would be other things that would be part of what came out of even just the Senate Finance Committee, because people were upset. Now, the mandate thing has upset a lot of people, and obviously the healthcare thing has upset a lot of people, and that didn't change in what was voted on Tuesday. However, you still have the full Senate. You got to get the 60. I think there's a lot of confidence, particularly with the GOP, that there ultimately won't be enough. That's where we get into that whole thing we were talking about before, pulling the trigger unless, remember, and what's going to happen with the House. I think it's going to be a bloody battle, and you're not going to see anything happen before the holidays. Because the pedal to the metal mentality is not there for a lot of people who are needed for the votes. There are a lot of people saying, whoa, 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 man, my constituents don't like it. So it is, we keep saying the same thing, but it's true. The more you do apply the pressure, the more possibilities of getting the results, because we've seen what's happened already, not just in this case, but in many other cases where suddenly there was controversy. I think in the case of the Obama administration, the biggest faux pas is they really thought that they were going to get this in under the wire and nobody was going to notice. Hey, let's get this done, boys. Let's get this through. Everybody can go on vacation, kick back, relax. And then, of course, it blew up right in their faces because there was no way to sneak it in. It was huge. More on healthcare reform and other things next on ATN. You can join in on the conversation. Throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. Go to our pal Don in Wyoming and some others as well on the flip side.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Daily salute, plus a story out of Florida that you won't believe about a young teenager who converted to Christianity and her parents' plight to ram their Muslim faith down her throat. It's a great fair or foul as to what the judge did or didn't do in this case, because she actually ran away and went to Ohio, and now they're talking about the fact that could she still finish up the school that she started in Ohio? She'll be with a foster family, psychiatric evaluations, all that sort of stuff. I'll give you I'll fill in the blanks basically on it, but I wasn't stunned. I was pleased with some of what the judge had to say, and you got to figure, how close is she to turning 18? And she was scared to death that she was going to be put to death. How, what an awful thing to deal with when you're 17 years old. I was thinking about, what was I worrying about when I was 17? I was worrying about whether, Randy Reese was going to take me to a concert that was over in Philadelphia. I think it was like Chicago. that's what I was worried about. And just getting through geometry or whatever it was that I had that semester, not whether or not my parents were going to really kill me. Not kill me because I did something stupid, but really kill me. Let's go to our pal Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don, long time no talk. How you doing?
Hey, you got me that cake?
I'm there. Is the house thing all done? You're not in the house now?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the house, so.
Okay, so it all worked out.
I'm not there often, but I'm there.
Okay, so it all worked out. Everything worked out good.
Well, I mean, you know, the job didn't work out with the house, but, you know, I'm there a couple hours at night, and then I'm there on the weekends, so that's about the best it's going to be for now. So.
All right, well, that's okay.
So, you know, anyway, so this girl's not 18 yet, the one that they send back to Ohio?
No, she's not. It's to Florida is where her family's from. She's not 18 yet. She's 17 years old. So there's obviously controversy that is attached to that. But what the deal is that she converted to Christianity. And she left home because she thought her family, her Muslim parents, were going to kill her for converting to obviously the completely opposite religion. Now what's happening, or actually Ohio is where she has to go back. She must go back to Ohio is what the Florida judge ruled. So it was the opposite. And what the judge said is that Ohio has jurisdiction over the case involving the girl. Rafika Berry is her name. And before she gets sent back, he's trying to make sure that she can continue the virtual schooling and get the credit that, you know, in Ohio when she goes back. But they're not going to put her back with her parents, at least not initially. She's going into foster care. And as I mentioned, the psychiatric evaluations, and then her parents are going to get them too. And she could be back, they say, by maybe October 23rd. You got to imagine that she's obviously worried because she ran to Florida after her parents learned that she was baptized without their knowledge. I guess they went a little bit crazy, and they ended up tracking cell phone, computer records, and that sort of stuff. She went to the pastor of a church called Global Revolution Church. That's where she ran to.
Well, isn't that kind of though? We don't hear about it too much over here, but I mean, this is what goes on in the Islamic world.
Honor killings. Yes.
Do you remember when Ahmad the Jihad was over here and he stood there in Columbia University, I think it was, and he said, "We don't have any homosexuals in Iran." And
yep.
People kind of laughed at him like, "Yeah, right, you know." Oh, no, because he knows they find out they're homosexuals, they put them to death. You know,
yeah, I mean, absolutely.
You know. And but the thing that I make a comment about her is, so I was listening to that healthcare vote today, you know, and turns out Olympia Snow's nothing but a snake. But anyways, and it sounds like if all of this gets passed out, you know, if it does get passed, it'll probably be because she's, you know, along with maybe another Republican have gone to the left to get it passed. But in any case, though, I was just sitting back thinking to myself, you know, where would America be right now if we didn't have to, If George Bush didn't have to do what he had to do, if we hadn't been attacked, if, you know, things were different in the Middle East, you know, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, and if things had been taken care of back during Reagan's administration, you know, and it just makes me kind of wonder if, you know, it's the whole political state of America right now has been turned upside down, one, because of the economy, and two, because of what's going on over and Americans changing their mind about the wars. And and now it's like anything that the Democrats want to ram through, they're pretty much doing it. And like you said, they're talking, you know, oh, an estimated cost of this and that. They've got no clue how much this is going to cost.
No.
Mm-mm. You know, it's going to go on to where, you know, I honestly think this is, all this is about is, first of all, I don't believe the government gives one rat's you know what about the average American.
I agree.
These people sell their soul to Lucifer before they even to get into politics to be able to get to where they're at. Okay, and they like to boast up there like, oh, we've done this and we've done that. Okay, I think the Democrats are doing nothing but trying to destroy the insurance industry. Anybody, any job, anywhere where you've got executives that make multi-million dollars, that's their target. I mean, they did it with the, you know, right after they got partial control of GM, they said, you got to fire that guy, you know. And now it's we got to get rid of these rich insurance agencies or companies, you know. And this is just all part of their socialist ideal of, you know, everybody's the same wealth, everybody's the same person, you know, and take away creativity and hope and anything else that comes with the advantages of capitalism. So, but anyway, though, by the way, one last thing, congratulations to your Phillies.
I know. Yeah, I know you like Colorado, but even though you're a big Oakland guy, but it was exciting to see them do that in the ninth.
You know, I feel bad about one thing. I feel bad about the thing, Kate, is I actually have a good friend that's a big time Rockies fan over in Colorado, you know, and I bet my I wanted the Rockies to win, of course, but I knew something was a gist at the beginning of the season for them, and that is that you know, let me tell you something. When the Oakland Athletics release somebody from their team, it pretty much means they don't belong to the majors. You know, I mean, that's the one thing the Athletics have always been able to do is judge talent. They've been able to bring so many guys up to the minors that eventually leave the team. And Houston Street, just when he first started out, he was doing well, but he just blew so many games last year that Oakland just said, well, we'll see you later, and we'll get somebody else to close for us. And he did really good all season long with the Rockies. I mean, you know. There was no doubt, but I just had that bad feeling. If he's put in the clutch situation, you know, he's just going to choke. And sure enough, both games, you know, he choked in the ninth inning against the Phillies. And in a way, you know, the most important thing is to make sure that, at least in my feelings, of course, is that just the thought of this freeway World Series with the Dodgers and Lucifer's Angels. It's just got my stomach turned inside out. And so, you know, I mean, you would never bet on me betting, pulling for the Yankees, but, there's just no way I can see. I won't be able to handle it.
So, yeah, if that happens, we'll see what happens. You're right.
Go Phillies and go Yankees. That's all I can say for baseball right now. So.
Sweet. And, I love it. You're playing on our team. I like it.
Thanks, God. And, congratulations again to your Phillies. So.
All right, thanks. We're good. So good to hear from you, Don. You take care. Be careful out there on those highways and byways when you're motoring around. I think it's time for a little daily salute action, don't you? Well, the daily salute is a great one. I would have loved to see this sucker unveiled. It happened in New Orleans, a Navy assault ship built with tons of steel that was actually salvaged from the World Trade Center towers. Began its journey, its maiden journey, to New York on Tuesday, sailing down the Mississippi River in kind of a foggy atmosphere, almost like that pea soup fog. There were people that were straining to get a glimpse of it. The USS New York, of course, named to commemorate the September 11 terrorist attacks, but to remember the people in a positive way, obviously. And, you know, the $1 billion ship is going to be commissioned in New York in early November. It's 684 feet long. It can carry up to 800 Marines. It has a flight deck that can handle helicopters and the MV-22 Osprey tilt rotor aircraft. And it is a sweet, and this is radio, but it is a sweet looking ship. So God bless the USS New York. We have some applause. Sweet! Oh, those people in Minneapolis. Those are good, solid folks. They didn't even need Red Bull to prompt them. I mean, that's that doing something with a very tragic situation. It was awful. For me, as somebody who saw all that stuff being removed from the World Trade Center, the steel, and actually melting it down and using it, I think it's great. I mean, really, honestly. Anything that can commemorate what happened in perhaps a positive light, let's say, because you think of how many people died. I mean, 2,800 people when you talk about the World Trade Center. And it was already on the drawing board, rather, the ship was. So it just worked out that they were able to work that in. We're going to work in a few other things here on this show, so you won't want to go away. Stick around.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide? furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come here, One more time. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good night, mama.
All right, let's take a few. You can throw in your two at 800-259-7791. Sam, across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, you name it, it's on my mind.
Did you hear what I said about the ship, the USS New York? What a great thing, going up, making its maiden voyage from New Orleans up to New York. And they used to steal some of the scraps from the World Trade Center, that disgusting moment that happened that ripped my heart out when I was in New York. But at least, again, something that you can touch, that you can see, that you can remember, I think, the poor souls that lost their lives.
Easily, very easily. Mm-hmm. I remember my brother and sister-in-law, Steve's parents were in New York, and when I heard what happened, my boss looked at me and said, go, because, once I found out they were okay, it was a big leap, but still, I remember asking my brother, because he went to school there when they were just finishing the World Trade Center. So I said, what was it like driving and seeing it, and then you're passing by and it's not there? He described it in one word, eerie.
Yeah, boy, and that's what it was like for me. Because all of a sudden, you're going by on the train, it was always there, it was there, it was the landmark.
Right.
And coming in from New Jersey, and then all of a sudden it's just like a hole in the sky, and then all you see is lights because they're working around the clock there.
Right.
So it's like it's lit up all of a sudden. It was very, very, very creepy. Hey, let's ask you another question while we have you jumping in here. I just did a thing a little while ago about swine flu and the fact that Canada and Australia are two of the hardest hit places. I keep saying I wouldn't roll up my sleeve. I'm healthy, thank God. And I don't like the idea that this stuff hasn't been tested.
You can also thank Steve for praying for you at the Western Wall, too.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, well, no, what? Because I was saw on the news tonight that the Canada's Olympic team might get first priority when it comes to the swine flu vaccination.
Well, a lot of people in Canada say the numbers are pretty high, but it's again the same thing. People with some conditions where this just grabs on to you. Are you finding that around you? I mean, not what you're hearing so much on the tube, but in your own neck of the woods, in your neighborhood, you walk places and you take the trains and stuff, and certainly at your office.
Not that I can see, or people aren't telling me. I mean, like. Around me, I mean, like I said, I live in an Orthodox Jewish area, so there are a lot of kids, you know, a lot of the families, if you know anything about Orthodox Jews, have big families.
Right.
So, I haven't seen anything. I mean, the kids, you know, this time of year, because the weather changes, are getting the usual sniffles and sneezes, so, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't know if it is fine too, but of course, I am watching myself, you know, I'm washing my hands a little more often. You know, and before I kiss Julie, she makes sure I wash my hand and wash my face, too. You know, she's being protective as well. And even her daughter in Italy, they're taking precautions, you know, when they go on road trips, you know, when it comes to, washing their hands after games and stuff. So I haven't seen it, at least in my neck of the woods, at least, you know, I don't know of anybody who's gotten it yet, but, you know, it. Anything's possible.
Yeah, so be careful out there. That's good. You know, do the hand washing thing, and you start to feel anything, just stay home. I mean, I agree. That's what you do. You stay home because it's like other strains of the flu.
Right.
But they're saying Canada and Australia, that's the places where you can see it much more prevalent. Hey, thanks for the call, Sam.
Take care, gorgeous.
All right, let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Listen, Kate, I swear, I know your call screener thinks I have been on the Kentucky grass. I have not smoked any Kentucky grass. I haven't ate no grass, brownies, or nothing. I've got an idea. I was listening to Don, and you know, I'm pretty far right, but I think I'm going to start going to the left. Because, you know, the Democrats always want wealth distribution. George Soros, he's a billionaire, and he's a big Democrat, big liberal. Warren Buffett believes we should spread the wealth. And I think I'm going to run for president because I think I'm going to hit all the leftists and these billionaires, and I think they need to start paying their fair share to everybody else, and we'll just distribute their wealth. If you want to distribute it that way, we're more than happy to.
That's right.
It blows my mind because I was at a Pee Wee League football game Saturday, and, of course, I'm standing there amongst, like, five liberals. And they're bashing the Republicans and the conservatives because all they do is take from the little guy. And when you sit down and look at it, it wasn't the little guy wanting Obama in for president. It was your billionaires wanting him in for president.
Mm-hmm.
It's your billionaires wanting to keep the Democrats in there. And John F. Kennedy, I've heard Michael Moore even brag on it, John F. Kennedy was as conservative as damn near Ronald Reagan was.
Mm-hmm.
John F. Kennedy didn't like the union. Am I right?
That's right. That's
right.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It was Bobby Kennedy that put Jimmy Hoffa behind bars.
That's right, yeah.
And, mm-hmm. and Kennedy didn't like organized labor until it was to help him get elected.
Of course.
But they didn't like organized labor. He took the tax on the wealthy that was paying at that time in 1961, almost 78%, and dropped it down, I believe, to around 40%. And Reagan dropped it to 28, which was to help boost the economy.
Sure.
So I figured I'm going to run for president, and anybody that wants George Soros' money and Warren Buffett's money and Bill Gates' money, you know, they can vote me in, and we'll distribute their billions around to everybody, and everybody be happy. I'm cool for that.
Yeah, we'll see how much they like it then. You're right, absolutely.
Right.
And it's I like the way you're thinking, because really, it's not what people think it is when it comes to Obama. You're absolutely right. It's just like this whole healthcare deal. already in bed with Big Pharma, already cut a deal with it before any of this, you know, the White House already cut a deal with them before anything even happened with so-called health care reform. And so now the insurance companies want their piece of the pie, and they don't understand, whoa, Obama, what are you doing? We backed you up. We had those Harry and Louise commercials, remember, way back when, and we swung in your direction, and what are you doing to us now? Talking about the insurance companies, like we're the great evil, when in fact you wanted our money. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy who said, well, you have no lobbyists, and I mean, apparently somebody's taking hits from lobbyists, and they're making, I mean, he's got lobbyists in his White House staff. And then, you know, then they're firing at Fox News saying they're unfair, and it was CNN last week that was, picking apart Saturday Night Live's little skit on Obama and doing fact checks on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, and they've done it since Carter, Reagan, George Herbert Walker, and Bill Clinton, and GW, and CNN didn't care. None of them cared. Now they've got somebody going against them constantly and showing their faults and their lies, and I wouldn't call it fibs or little white lies. It's some pretty damn big lies because they're wanting to get in our pockets, and they're firing back on them, but I think that's a great idea. I mean, I just think, I swear I haven't touched no grass. And I think it's a great idea that, you know what, take the money from, George Bush said one time when Warren Buffett said, I don't pay enough in taxes. He said, yeah, I'll take money away. You can send a donation anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a donation from the people who have more than enough to go around. All of us could get a bump. We could be stimulated by our own billionaires. They can bail the rest of us out since we bailed them out. Half of the fat cats on Wall Street. Stu, I like it. So hail to the chief. You drive safely.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, this is our blunder of the day. You'll like this. Bernie, now called the Bruiser, he gets a nickname, and it's like a boxing nickname. Why? Because he got into a prison yard fight with a fellow inmate. And you know what they were getting in a fight over? The stock market, yeah. The Ponzi schemer, I guess, won. He's, you know, serving 150 years at prison at a federal pen, so he has nothing to lose if they throw him in the hole for a few minutes or whatever, but it was a heated debate over the state of the stock market with another senior citizen who is being jailed in the same facility. And the match got so nasty, the inmate pushed Madoff, who shoved back harder with both hands, and the guy stumbled. And he tried to stand up. Madoff hovered over top of him, glaring at him, and the stunned attacker took off right away. So now Madoff getting some of that prison cred, huh? You never know. from the penthouse to the pokey and to swinging a few fists, pretty soon they're going to be taking some bets on Bernie and who his next opponent is going to be. Hey, just remember, America, you can always take the road less traveled and grab that brass ring anytime. You just got to get to the end of the road, you know what I'm saying?